That's when they realize they are dead. They are sad, but have to make peace with themselves. Then they walk to a river, wash the dirt off their bodies, and start their journey to heaven to wait for their next reincarnated life. When will they be reincarnated?
I don't know, Chu replies.
I hope she won't be reincarnated here, I say quietly. Chu reaches out for my hand and holds it gently as she wipes her eyes with her sleeve. I think about what Chu has just told me. I imagine Cave sleeping peacefully somewhere. On the third night, she wakes up only to realize that she is dead. It saddens me to think of her pain upon finding out she cannot return home. I imagine Cave in heaven, watching over us, finally happy again. I picture her the way she looked before the war, and wearing a white gown and washing in the river. I see her the way she looked in Phnom Penh, not the way Ma described her. The reality of Cave's death is too sad, so I create a fantasy world to live in. In my mind, she is granted her last wish. Pa gets there in time to hear Cave tell him how much she loves him, and he gives her our messages of love. He holds her in his arms as she dies peacefully, feeling love, not fear. Pa then brings Cave's body home to be buried, to be forever with us, instead of being lost. I wake up the next morning feeling guilty because I did not dream about Cave at all. Pa is already off to work. Ma's face is red and swollen, and, as always, she is holding Gek. Ma and Cave never got along well. Cave was wild and temperamental. Ma wanted her to change, to be more ladylike, more subdued. I wonder about the regrets Ma must have over their relationship. Regrets about all those times they fought in Phnom Penh, over what music Cave listened to or the clothes she wore. Ma turns and looks at me, her eyes cloud over. For a brief moment, I want to reach out to her and give her some comfort, but I cannot, and turn away from her staring eyes. Our lives will never be the same again after Cave's death. Hunger and death have numbed our spirits. It is as if we have lost all our energy for life.
We all have to forget her death and continue.
Pa tries hard to encourage us.
We have to go about our ways as if nothing has happened. We don't want the chief to think that we can no longer contribute to their society. We have to save our strength to go on. Cave would want us to go on. It is the only way we will survive.